You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show. And you're listening to our podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the latest theatrical news. And now that it's December and Christmas season is upon us, I thought I would take the opportunity this week to let you know how to watch the Nottingham Playhouse's fabulous new pantomime, Beauty and the Beast, at home from the comfort of your living room. Because who doesn't love a pantomime? For so many people, going to the local Christmas pantomime is their very first experience of going to the theatre. And then when you throw in things like the old ITV pantomime recordings that I watched religiously growing up, there really is something still so magical and special and fun and joyous about going to the pantomime at Christmas. Oh yes, there is. See what I did there? Anyway, the Nottingham Playhouse are known for their fabulous pantomimes each year. And this time round, it's Beauty and the Beast. Now, I will say it's running live at the Nottingham Playhouse right up until the 15th of January, so you can get your tickets booked via the link here in the post and go to see it for yourself live in person. But I also know that you might not yet feel comfortable enough to go back to the theatre in person, or maybe travel or ticket prices or just trying to wrangle your entire family to Nottingham means that for whatever reason going to see the pantomime in person isn't for you this year. Never fear though, because the brilliant people at the Nottingham Playhouse are bringing the pantomime directly to you instead. So this week, on the 7th of December, they're going to film the evening performance of Beauty and the Beast, ready for it to be released online and on demand later in December. There's then going to be a designated watch party at 7:30pm on Monday the 13th of December, which you'll be able to access via an email link when you've bought your tickets. You'll then have access to the recording of the pantomime for 5 days after the initial broadcast, in case you can't make the actual watch party at 7:30, or if you just want to watch it over and over as many times as you like within that time period. Then, if you still miss that time frame, the online pantomime will also be repeated again on Christmas Eve, once again at 7:30pm, but that's going to be a showing that is literally only available that evening with just a 30 minutes or so of wiggle room. So if you want the flexibility of being able to watch it at your own pace, definitely get yourself booked in for the one next week because it will give you plenty more time to watch it. You can find out all the relevant information for all the different ways of watching Beauty and the Beast via the links here in the post, where you can get your tickets booked too. And on that note, I will say goodbye for this week. Of course, I'll be back again next Sunday evening, first at 6pm, live on URN at 1350.net with Showtime for the last live show of the year, when we're going to be celebrating 2021 in the world of theatre. And then I'll be right here again straight after that with another Spotlight On episode, where I'll be reviewing the brand new West Side Story film. So keep an eye out for that at 7pm next Sunday. Day. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.